I bought the mint green pie cooler at an antique store with my best friend, who convinced me that it would look great in my new apartment. And I was further sold by the fact that it was half price, and the owner of the shop knew somebody who would deliver it for me for $40. So a few days after she went home on the train, I found myself standing in my living room looking at what could possibly have been the cutest piece of furniture I've ever owned, with one exception. The previous owner had painted small Amish children wearing straw hats and holding baskets of flowers all across the glass doors. I asked my dad what he thought I should do, and he told me simply scrape it off with a razor blade, not realizing that that was simply going to result in my scratching the glass in my own hand. I then tried to buy a sheet of glass and a glass cutting set and size the piece myself. All I succeeded in doing was cutting my hand and shattering glass all over my kitchen floor. I was going to have to suck it up and drive past Home Depot and Ace Hardware all the way out to the new Lowe's on the other side of town. It was the only place that cut glass to order. So, on a Sunday afternoon, I made the trip over with my little post-it of measurements and asked the lady at the front where I would go to get custom glass. She pointed to the back of the store in the furthest corner from where I was currently standing. When I made a face, she simply said, "The machine is really loud." She gave me a name of who to ask for, and I walked to the back expecting to be greeted by somebody who looked like any number of standard Home Depot employees. Somebody who looks like your dad or your neighbor, your high school shop teacher. And instead, a 22-year-old blonde-haired rugby player came out from behind the counter and introduced himself. Everything about him screamed, "This is a bad idea." He was beautiful. His forearms were bulging, his shirt was incredibly tight, and he had the kind of thighs that made you think, if this man attempts to sit down, his khakis are going to split on both sides like the Hulk. I took more than a lingering glance and immediately began to sweat and salivate. Given the reaction of some other parts of my body, I was immediately dehydrated. I managed to pull it together, take out my post-it of measurements, and explain to him what I needed, showing him a picture of the cabinet in its current state. He laughed at the Amish children paintings and then told me they're no longer allowed to manually cut glass. It's an automated machine, which is why it's so loud. We'll slide the sheets of glass in, input the parameters, and then we'll walk a few aisles away while it runs. And then when we hear it stop, we'll go back for my glass. He may have said other things, but I was barely able to focus because I was watching his upper lip, which was perfectly shaped. We put this sheet of glass in, entered my measurements, and walked two aisles over to a section of the store that seemed to be under construction. There was nothing for sale. One end was blocked off. The other end was taped shut. We simply walked under the tape, and he sat down on a set of steps. I stood nearby awkwardly, not really sure what to say, and I opened my mouth to say something. I don't remember what, because he stood up and stretched, and I saw the tiniest sliver of skin peek out from under the hip side of his t-shirt, and something came over me. I walked as close to another person as you can get without touching them and licked my lips. And I'm not sure what face he made in response, because the next thing I knew, I had been spun around and pressed against the racks. I was clinging to those metal bars for dear life. He reached down and pushed my skirt up around my waist and grabbed the entire back of my panties with one hand and pulled them down. I risked falling to reach behind myself and grab at his belt, exposed now that he had pulled up his apron and thrown it on the floor, and made absolutely no progress in getting his pants off because I was fumbling and shaking and trying desperately not to make any sounds. We were still in a functionally open hardware store. People were shopping in the next aisle. There was nothing preventing us from being seen if anybody else walked back to get glass. He leaned forward and I felt his chest press against my back. It was sweaty, dead of summer in the hottest part of the store. And when he leaned over to whisper in my ear to keep quiet, I could smell wood shavings and motor oil and spearmint gum and sweat. He used his knee to press my legs apart and spread my thighs. I managed to pull together just enough language to let him know that I had a condom in my purse. Why I did, I'll never know. The universe was helping me out that day. He somehow deftly reached inside, found it on the floor of my purse, slid it onto himself, while pressing his hand between my legs to spread my lips and enter me in the fastest series of movements I've ever experienced. There was no foreplay, no hemming or hawing or asking, is this okay? Are you all right with this? Does this feel good? He simply entered me to the hilt in one moment while wrapping his hand around my mouth to keep me from yelling out and getting us both in trouble. He pressed me up against the racks, my face laying down in a way that I knew once I stood, I was going to have a crisscross of marks on my cheek and everybody would know what I had been doing, but I didn't care. He wrapped one hand around and pulled down the front of my panties as well. I found my clit with his thumb. And thrust into me no more than 10 times before I was biting down on his fingers and shuddering with an orgasm that I have yet to experience again. He growled into my ear as he came right behind me. And then pulled back and put his pants over his still hard cock, still inside the condom. Pulled my panties back up for me. Pulled my skirt back down. Spun me around and stuck his thumb in my mouth. After he made me taste myself, he pulled his thumb out of my mouth, brushed across my lips, and literally, in that same moment, we heard the machine cut off, and he said, Looks like your order's ready, ma'am. Laughed and walked back under the tape over to his department. I took 30 seconds at most to gather myself. I walked under the tape, although it took me 2 tries because my legs were shaking. I collected my pieces of glass, took them to the front, and paid for them. Installed them later that day, and never saw him again. Oh.